This is Lori Barklage from Birthing Peace Within, and this is Module 2 of the Rise Up Method of Postpartum Stress Relief, Compassionate Communication. It's really important when you're working with somebody to make sure that you're listening from a place where they're going to be able to speak to you and reach you. Quite often we're listening in order to answer somebody. And what we would like to do, ideally, in order to really be able to help our clients, is to be able to listen with the purpose of understanding them. Quite often what's happening as we listen, we're running what they say through filters, we're planning what we're going to say to them, we're thinking of ways we can help them and or fix them. While being a font of resources can be amazing, and can ultimately be very helpful, the primary goal of most communication with our clients isn't going to be about a way we can fix them. It's going to be about how can we understand what's really going on. Because then, even the simplest help we can provide could make a world of difference compared to if we get an improper idea of what they really need. And we try to provide resources, but we didn't really understand what they actually needed. So there are hundreds of empathy exercises on the internet and in books from so many different approaches. I am going to share with you some links to some of the exercises down below. Look through the links below. Pick one of the exercises that really speaks to you. And run through the exercises in that one. There are so many different approaches. What I'm going to do in this recording is really focus on a much more simplistic way of approaching it. All the exercises are great in their own way. When used with healthy boundaries, empathy is an amazing tool for building those connections. What I've seen in practice is that many of the methods become problematic largely because of their complexity. There get to be too many rules and guidelines to follow. When that happens, instead of feeling empathetic towards others, we're too busy judging ourselves to connect. So the exercises can be really useful, just like working out can build a specific muscle. So I don't want to discount the usefulness of these tools, but I'd like to share with you a much more simplistic approach. In the meantime, you're going to work on some of the exercises and put together, I feel like this is going to serve you well. So the purpose of the exercise we're getting ready to do is to pay attention to your own inner experiences. The first step to really be able to accept others and care for them is to be aware of your own inner experiences. This can be really practiced by performing some quick mindfulness exercises. I'm providing a recording of this exercise. I'm also going to provide a download if you feel that this is an exercise you would like to repeat. Feel free to download it at the link below. I will leave off the intro and the ending and just include the exercise in the downloadable recording. So make sure that you've had water to drink recently. If not, take just a moment, pause this, go get some water. Make yourself comfortable and allow your eyes to close very gently. We're going to follow these steps and do a quick body scan, just allowing your body or allowing your intention to focus on the different parts of your body. We're not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying to feel different. We're not trying to relax or be calm. Those things may or may not happen. The intention is to bring attention to any sensations you detect as you focus on each part of your body in turn. So eyes gently closed. Just take a moment to feel the movement of your breath and the sensations in your body. Maybe you can feel your feet resting on the floor. Maybe the chair has arms and your elbows are on there. Feel the pressure of your body on the chair. When you thought about the pressure of your body on the chair, did you judge it? We're not trying to judge it. We're trying to accept the experience as it is. Feel the pressure on the chair. Your breath in and out. Anywhere that you feel touch or pressure, just give a quick nod to, yep, I feel that. It bears repeating that the goal of this exercise is not to feel differently, relaxed, or calm. These things may or may not happen. The intention is to bring attention to the sensations you detect as you focus your attention on each part of your body. You're going to accept each thing that you notice without judging the experience. So bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your lower abdomen and become aware of the changing patterns of sensations in your abdominal wall as you breathe in and then breathe out. During the exercise, your mind will inevitably wander away from the breath and your body from time to time. That's entirely normal. If you notice it, then acknowledge it in a friendly way. Notice where your attention drifted to. And again, focus your area of attention on the part of your body where you were wanting to focus. Bring your focus to the toes of your left foot. If you can't see your foot, how do you know it's there? Just that awareness. Feel all of the sensations in your toes of your left foot with a kind and very curious attitude. On an inhalation, imagine or feel your breath entering your lungs and then passing down into your abdomen, down the left leg, into the left foot, and out through the toes of your left foot. Then imagine or feel on an exhalation the breath coming all the way back up from the toes, out of the foot, into the leg, through the abdomen, chest, and out through your nose. On an exhalation, let go of the awareness of your toes and bring your awareness to the sensation on the bottom of your left foot, bringing a gentle be curious about the sole of your foot. Now your instep. Now your heel. You're imagining how your breath flows from the foot through your body to your nose. Now move to your ankle. Your lower leg. Your knee, your upper left leg. One last time, feel the breath flow in through your foot, up through the leg, and out of your body. And then we're going to move to your right foot. Focus all your awareness to all the sensations in your right toes. the sole of your foot. Your instep. The top of your foot. Your heel. Your ankle. Your lower leg. Your knee. Your thigh. Now your entire leg, feel that breath move in and then out. One thing I didn't mention earlier is you want to do your breathing through your nose. Both in and out through your nose. Now bring your awareness of your breathing to your abdomen. Feel the front. Your right side. Your back. Feel your breath into your back. Now your left side. Allow the sensation to shift up to your chest. Around into your right armpit. A deep breath into your back. A deep breath into your left armpit. Back around to your chest. A nice deep breath. Continue to feel each breath moving through that body part. And back out again. Now go to your left fingers. You might wiggle your fingers just a little bit to let them know you're thinking about them. Imagine your breath passing from your nose, down your throat, down your arm, and to your fingertips and out. And when you exhale, it's traveling up the opposite way. Feel that breath in the palm of your hand. And on the top. Imagine the lower part of your arm as a giant straw delivering air down to your hand. Feel the air going through the arm. Upper part of your arm. Into the shoulder. Feel as it goes up your neck. And with your next breath, send it down to the tips of your right hand fingers. Feel the breath moving in and out from the fingertips. To the palm of your hand. Now your right arm has a giant straw that's feeding the air down. And then back up again. Feel the air moving through your lower arm. into your upper arm. Into your right shoulder. Into your neck. Feel it go to the right side of your neck. Into your back of your neck. Give it a gentle stretch forward as you let the air fill that space. Now the left side of your neck. Up to your chin. Pull it to the back of your throat. And in and out your nose. With the next breath, pull it to the very back of your head. And back out again. Another deep breath into the top of your head. Feel it kind of cruising around your scalp. Imagine that it's going all the way down through each hair. And as you exhale, it goes back through, nourishing each and every one of your cells on the way by. If you became aware of any tension or any other sense of intense sensations in any part of your body, just notice it in a friendly way and let it be. Remember, the goal of this is to not judge ourselves or our bodies, but be curious. This may seem like a strange exercise for communication. Like I mentioned in the beginning, I've spent quite a bit of time studying different methods of compassionate communication. And really what it comes down to is being in conversation with somebody rather than being ready to speak at them. It's also about checking your thoughts and feelings about what they're saying. If you've been to one of my workshops, you know we do an exercise about what we imagine the other person is saying or feeling. What's often happening is that we're judging ourselves. The shortest way that I could think of when I started trying to decide how to teach this module was to challenge you this week to go through your week as you hear yourself tell stories or you hear something from somebody else that challenges you to try and put yourself in a place of compassionate conversation. Setting aside the rules and the guidelines and the exercises, imagine yourself being able to say to that person, "This is perfectly normal after all you have experienced." Quite often when we're working with a mom who's traumatized and we cannot picture what they've been through, they're not looking for us to tell them how horrible it was. They really either have an awareness of that already, and that's why they're talking to you about it, or they're not ready to go into it yet. We can't push them into a place of wanting to communicate with us. That's part of compassionate communication, is allowing her to say only as much as she's comfortable saying. Being able to say to somebody, "That is perfectly normal after all you've experienced," serves us in so many ways. It allows the mom that you're working with to recognize that all of her experiences do speak to and do contribute to and do make a difference in how she sees the world, how she experiences this particular trauma, this particular birth. The way she sees it is based on all of her previous experiences. Quite often, when you say to a mom, "Oh, that's perfectly normal after all you've experienced," and you may say it in different ways, you may not use those exact words, absolutely find a way that feels comfortable to you and that sounds natural coming out of you. There's absolutely zero attempt to be inauthentic. What we want to recognize is that 100% of the time, what this woman is experiencing is perfectly normal, given all she has experienced. We're going to address some epigenetic traumas. We're going to address some different ways that we can help a woman look into what she's experienced. One of the big components of the Rise Up Method is that we're going to help guide her in that way. But understanding why it's important that we see her as normal, considering all she's experienced. The biggest step we can take towards that is to recognize that for ourselves. You and your reactions, you and your thoughts, your feelings, the way that you frame things is all perfectly normal, given all you have experienced. As you go through the week, your homework is to picture yourself saying to other people, by doing it for yourself, "That's perfectly normal after all you've experienced." Often we're trying to figure out, is what I'm feeling okay? And the short version is yes, it is okay, and it is perfectly normal given all you've experienced. Very often, accepting that the thing that's being felt is okay is going to help you make huge leaps in communicating with this woman and with yourself, because it takes all the judgment out of the conversation. It takes the judgment out of any resources you're going to give her. It takes the judgment out of it for yourself. Because when you're busy judging yourself while you're trying to communicate with somebody, you're not able to be compassionate with them. So be compassionate with yourself this week. There's one exercise below that's required. The rest of them, I just want you to read through, familiarize yourself with all the different ways that you could exercise this muscle of compassionate conversation and connection. Pick the one that works for you and go through it a few times. I've marked the one below that is required. That's the one I'm going to pop quiz you on. Be compassionate with yourself, and it will naturally follow that you'll be more compassionate with others. Something that I mentioned that we were going to talk about is what not to say. The what not to says are fairly simple, but they're habits that we may have to work pretty hard to break. They involve a lot of the things that we talked about this past week. We don't want to "at least" anybody. If you hear yourself saying "at least," finish it up with something about yourself, like, "at least I have 20 more minutes to talk to you before we have to go," or something of that sort, because people will hear it coming out of their mouths as a habit. You're going to want to make sure not to say anything that's going to be a judgment of her choices that have already been made. You might think that by agreeing with you, I was so stupid to do that. Obviously you're not going to say, yes, you were. But we do it in other subtle ways, too. I should have known better. And we might say, well, you know better now. When you know better, you do better. You've basically agreed with her that she didn't know what she was doing. And even though it may not sound the same, it feels the same in your body. You're going to want to make sure that you are at the core, just reminding her that what she's experiencing is normal for what all of her life experiences are. And you're going to remind yourself that you're not there to encourage her to count her blessings necessarily. You're not there to agree with her that she made bad choices. And you're certainly never, never, never going to at least her. If she says she's focusing on counting her blessings, even, you can say, a lot of people find that really helpful. You're not going to tell her, that's great or that's bad. You're not going to judge it in any way. Simply reflect back to her that that is one way to approach it. Absolutely, each of the things she's going to say are one way to approach it. And each of those choices that she's going to make are absolutely based on what's normal for her, based on her life experiences. Any thoughts and feelings you have about all of this? Guess what? They're perfectly normal after all you've experienced. We have a phone call next week where we're going to do some role-playing. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please just let me know. Lori at Birthing Peace Within. You can email me. If you are linked up to me on Facebook, you can find me that way. Have a great week.